Right, it's a schus. It's schus to be back together during these haliga days. Mamish, hopefully everyone in this room feels the koyach of these days, the chashivas of these days. Sometimes it's hard in chutzlar to feel it. If in yeshiva, it's a little bit easier. But ultimately, these are massive days preparing for Yom Adin, preparing for Rosh Hashanah, preparing for Yom Kippurim. These are big, big days. We have to recognize that in some way and somehow our lives will change. Rosh Hashanah is not Rosh Hashanah, not just the beginning of the year, but Rosh Hashinoi. Shana is the same shorsh as Shinoi. Shina means change. And we have to believe and understand, first of all, those of us who are yearning for Yeshuos or Refuos, that those can be, that there can be change. And even those of us who, Baruch Hashem, things are going great, doesn't necessarily mean it's going to continue. There can be change, lo aleinu. Chas v'shalom. And we have to believe and understand the chashivas of these days, and we have to be doing whatever we can to prepare for Rosh Hashanah, for Yom Kippurim, for the Yimei HaDin. Over the last few weeks, we've been preparing, and we've been talking about Elul. And even though we're still going to have one more Thursday night before Rosh Hashanah, I decided you can't wait till just a couple days prior, and it's time already tonight to start talking about Rosh Hashanah itself. And how to be matzliach in the din of Rosh Hashanah, habo'aleinu l'tayva. You know, we say all the time from the Rebbe Zatzal that we have to live with the parashios. And the parashios that are preparing us for Rosh Hashanah clearly are giving us yesodos, foundations, and chizik, inspiration, kisairus, to prepare for Rosh Hashanah. As we know, the famous Gemara teaches us that Parshas Kisavo, this week's Parsha, which has in it the Toichacha, and we're going to discuss this, is in order, it comes before Rosh Hashanah, it's not the week right before, but a little bit right close to Rosh Hashanah, Shtichla, Shana, Kolosela, that all the curses and difficulties should end, and it should be only Bracha coming our way. We had this week in our bias, you don't see it here, but downstairs, a whole crazy pipe burst, one of these like major pipes. This like tea pipe, where basically all the water of the house drains through this massive pipe. All the water, all the echleis neshamei v'nyavin and everything, right? And it was like suddenly one morning, my wife Shandy, she saw dripping in the basement, and we saw it first. We didn't think it was such a okay, little dripping, no big deal. We thought maybe a little pipe. Okay, I come upstairs to look. Sometimes not, you know, we've had this before. Little things ended up being this massive. You can see it's out on the side of the house. This pipe that's like. Somehow, just over years of usage, just mamish inside the ceiling was corroded and made a big hole. And it was a big to-do. Still working on it. Baruch Hashem, it was fixed, but we still needed to redo the sheetrock, and it's Shmuel's room, and it's nishpashit. But Baruch Hashem, first of all, it was a big chizik. First of all, Benny, I called Benny first, but Benny, this was a bit. Benny claimed he could have done this job. I don't know if Benny's going to walk in any moment. He's preparing for Uman, Benny. But Lameisa, we had someone else take care of this one. Benny, you know, Benny's done in the past. Baruch Hashem. Lameisa, in two ways I was thinking about it, a big chizik. First of all, it was just some pipe in the ceiling. It wasn't even exposed. Why should it, how does a hole form there? What happens? And that itself was a chizik, and you never know what the future holds. You never know what tomorrow's going to bring. You never know what's going to be in life. We never know. But also, since this was happening as these days, I said to my wife, Tich l'shanam kolosel. Okay, whatever it costs us, it costs us, and hopefully it should be a big kapara before Yom Hadin. But these parashios, more than just that, more than just Tich l'shanam kolosel, are preparing us for Yom Hadin. When we open up, I'm going to fast forward first, and we'll come back to this week's parasha, but we fast forward to next week, Parshas Nitzavim, Parshas Vayelech. So you find in the opening of both parshios an emphasis of the word hayoim, which seemingly is unnecessary. First of all, we know atem nitzavim hayoim kulchem lifnei Hashem lekeichem rasheichem shifteichem zokneichem shetreichem. Moshe Rabbeinu says you're all standing here hayoim. Atem nitzavim. Turn it off. Atem nitzavim. What is the atem nitzavim hayoim kulchem? Atem nitzavim kulchem. Moshe is talking to Bnei Yisrael. They all know it's hayom. They all know it's hayom. Meaning, that's the day he's speaking to them. And for us, what's the significance that we should know hayom? What does that mean? It's not telling us what day it is. So this is a seemingly superfluous hayom. Beginning of Parshas Nitzavim. And then you open up Parshas Vayelech. And you find similarly, Moshe Rabbeinu says, when he's talking about the end of his life, Vayelech Moshe v'daber es ha'dvar me'elech kol kol Yisrael v'yomar lem ben me'ah v'esrim shana anoichi hayom. I'm 120 years old, hayom. Obviously, no, I'm 120 years old in 2 years from now. Meaning, that word hayom is completely unnecessary. And every letter in the Torah is chashuv. Vad's every word in the Torah. Why this emphasis of hayom, Parshas Nitzavim, this emphasis of hayom, Parshas Vayelech? The Zohar already teaches us, we mentioned it a few weeks ago, that hayom on some level was referring to Rosh Hashanah. Hayom haras olam, hayom is Rosh Hashanah. But we have to understand why. So it makes sense, obviously, then, that Nitzavim, Vayelech, right before, is alluding on some level to Rosh Hashanah, and we'll get back to that. But first of all, why is hayom Rosh Hashanah? So you can be thinking, hayom is dode. Hayom means dode. It's not just yom, it's with a heya. Right? Heya yediyah. It's hayom dode. Rosh Hashanah is dode. But is that true if we didn't know this Zohar, if we never heard of such a Zohar, if we never heard of such a... If we thought about, if I asked, what is the day of the year? I think we'd have about 5-6 different responses in this room. I'm sure someone would mention Yom Kippur. I'm sure Dovi would say Purim, and many of us in this bias would say Purim. Right? What do you say? Like Boyomer? Except then we have Machlokas with Talmidim between myself and Rabbi Leibowitz, but that's all another discussion for another time. No, but they're big days. They're big day Yom Kippur, Purim, Pesach. Okay, Vada Rosh Hashanah would be in the argument also. Rosh Hashanah would be in the argument also. There definitely would be some that would point to Rosh Hashanah, Hayom HaRasalom, the day of the creation of mankind, the day of judgment. Or Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for sure that's a possibility, but why is it that Hayom the Zohar says is Rosh Hashanah? Why is Hayom Rosh Hashanah of all the days? So we mentioned before this week's parasha have the klalos as a toichacha. There's a Rashi in next week's parasha, Nitzavim, that discusses the smichas ha-parashas to the beginning of the Nitzavim and the toichacha of the klalos of parashas Kisava. And Rashi at the beginning of the Nitzavim says, why is that Tem Nitzavim right after the Klalos? Very interesting, Rashi. Lefi Shishamo Yisrael Mea Klalos Chaser Shtayim. Bnei Yisrael in Parashat Kisavo, there are 98 Klalos that we hear. But it's very interesting how Rashi, it's a Medrash that he's quoting, refers to 98 Klalos of Kisavo of 100 minus 2. Interesting, right? 100 minus 2. Look, shot. We'll come back to that. Chutz, and that's besides the Memtash Shabbatos Kohanim. There are also another 49 klalos. There are the 49 klalos where in Parshas Bechukosai, in Sefer Vayikra, right? By the way, 49 plus 98. If you take all the klalos together, how many are there? How many? No, come on, you guys say, you told me you're in college. What is, what's going on? What is
147.
147. 147. 147. Who lived to be 147 years old? Who? Yaakov Avinu. Thank you, Avinu. Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was 147 years old. Yaakov Avinu, Chazal teach us, was the Gilgal of Adam Arishon. Adam Arishon was the one who brought chait into the world and brought all that we need to be metakin from the time of Adam Arishon. All the klalos are occurring on some level connected to chait of Adam Arishon. So comes along Yaakov Avinu, 147, connected to 147 klalos to be metakin. Okay, put that in your pipe and smoke it for another time. Let's get back to what we're discussing. What? That's for my Rebbe Reb Lachman. No, that's what he. That's you know that's internalize it. That's what I'm saying. Hashem, I'm even yavin. Let's get back to what we're discussing. So the Rashi says there are 100 minus 2 besides for the 49 of Tors Kohanim. Horiku pneim v'amru miyuchel amud beilu. Bnei Yisrael, they were embarrassed as could be. They turned away their faces. They didn't know what to do. They said, what are we going to do? Who's going to stand up and be able to succeed? We have 147 possible klalos coming our way. We know we're not going to be perfect. Nobody's perfect. We're going to fall inside the parchal yachta. Forget it. Throw in the towel. We'll throw in the towel. They were down and out after hearing all these klalos. Hariku pneim v'amru miyuchel amud beilu. It's not possible. It's not going to be okay. Hischel Moshe lepaisum. Moshe started to appease them. Atem nitzavim ayom. You're standing all here today. Harbe hechastim lemakom. You've angered God many times. V'lo'osasim kalya. And he hasn't yet destroyed you. You're still standing here. Variatem kaimim lefanim. You're established. You're fulfilled in front of him. Meaning, it's all good. Don't worry. There's a tat in Hemel. He loves you. He's going to take care of you. Look. Atem nitzav mayom. You're standing here. You've done plenty. You do not deserve to be here anymore. Don't worry about it so much. So we have to understand this Rashi. First of all, like we said, why does the Medrash tell us that the klolos of Kisava are 100 minus 2? Say 98. It says mem by the lashon by the Torah's konim is mem tes. So you want to give letters? It's tzadi ches. What 100 mea chaser shtayim? What's pshat in that lashon? And secondly, we have to understand how is this an answer that Moshe Rabbeinu gives them? Oh, you're still there standing today. Okay, shkoyach. That's nice. And the Rebbeinu Shlom's bal rachmim. Hashem kol rachmim chan erechem ben rachaz ve'emes nezachaz al alafim. But Lemaisa, there's still a pachad of the future. Maybe he hasn't yet brought all these klalos and hasn't yet destroyed it. Doesn't mean, listen, the Rebbeinu Shalom is giving over the Torah to us and telling us there are all these klalos. What, they're not going to happen if we do wrong? Hashem, Chas Hashem, say Hashem's a veteran. So just because it hasn't yet doesn't mean it's not going to happen. What kind of chizik is that? Because I'm still here. I'm worried not for what until now, I'm worried what's going to be. So listen as follows, let's start to understand. We have to learn through a Zohar. Ever since Tzadik Yisrael Elam has brought the Zohar over, we've been learning more Zohars inside. Chaver should know already. You should go. You want to go mikvah? That we're getting up. I said the chaver should know when you come Thursday night to go to mikvah already. Okay. Now that the Rebbe's mikvah is so beautiful, there's no excuse. That's the bottom line. There's no excuse. All right, let's learn. Listen as follows. Amar le Reb Shimon le Elio. He's talking. Reb Shimon bar Yochai is talking here to Elio Anavi. Amar le Reb Shimon to Elio. Ba'an Aser is Galia Perkonad Yisrael Bahani Klolos. Where in these klolos of Parshas Kisavo, where is God going to reveal the geula within the klolos? Within the klolos is tremendous geula. Where is God going to reveal that? The whole point of a patch from a father is to grow and to find cheres and to find geula. Where is it within the psukim? Where can we see the geula? He asked Eliyahu HaNavi. Ashkach v'dayech duchta bisha mikulu. Elio says, look into it, examine, and in the place where it seems the worst of all the klalos, That's where you're going to find it. Tamun Have, that's where it's revealed. Ashkach v'dayek v'ashkach. So he looked and he examined and he found. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai went and he thought out these psukim and he found the following pasuk. Dichsiv, we'll open up in Parashas Kisavo, the pasuk in Parashas Chavches, pasuk Samach Vav. The Zohar quotes it, but we'll read it from here. V'hayu chayecha tluyim l'cha. When your life is hanging, bein chayim l'moves, mi yichyeu mi yomus, mi neged, opposite you, pachadta laila v'yomam, and you're in fear and awe night and day. You don't believe in your life. You don't know what's going to be. And the next pasuk goes on. It's really connected. Even the Zohar itself doesn't quote it, but I'll read it to you. Baboker tomer miyitin erev. In the morning, you say, "Who's going to give me night? I don't know if I'm going to live to see tonight." Ube erev tomer miyitin boker. And at night, you say, "What's going to be in the morning?" Mipachad levavcha asher tifachad. You have tremendous fear in your heart. Umemareinecha asher tira, and what you're seeing is so. You're scared, you're afraid, you're trembling, not knowing what tomorrow is going to bring, not knowing what the next, tonight's or tomorrow morning is going to bring. That's where the Zohar tells us, that's where Eliyahu HaNavi told Rav Shimon Bar Yochai to find, and Rav Shimon Bar Yochai found, is the Geula within the Kolos. And we have to understand this. What does that mean? You read these psukim, that's the biggest Kolos, that's the biggest pacha, death. All the Yisurin of the Klalos, all the difficulties, all the trials and tribulations. Okay, I'll handle it, I'll take it. I'll take it. I'll persevere. But to be staring death in the face, that's the biggest Geula, that's where the Geula is found. How's this Pasuk, the Geula? So listen what Rabbi Yonis and Eibshitz teaches us. We all know the famous Gemara and Shabbos. We all know the famous Gemara and Shabbos. Gemara and Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nun Gimel tells us, Tanan Hasan Rabbi Eliezer Omer Shuv Yoyim Echel Lifnei Misascha. Do tshuva one day before your death. Shalu Talmidav Es Rabbi Eliezer V'chi Adam Yadei Ezer Yom Yamus. After the tshuva the day before I die, his Talmidim said, "I don't know when I'm going to die." Amar Lahan, he said to them, "The Kol Shekein Yashuv Hayom." Certainly, then do tshuva today. Shema Yamos L'Machar V'Nimtza Kol Yom V'Tshuva. Maybe you're going to die tomorrow, and then you'll find all your days will be tshuva because every day you have to think. Maybe it's the day before I die, and I have to do tshuva. In other words, what you see, true tshuva. True tshuva, which what is tshuva? Tshuva is returning back to where I should be. Tshuva is being the most I could be. Tshuva is making the most of every moment of my life. Tshuva is returning to Adam Arishim Kodim Lachet and living every moment. That's what tshuva is ultimately. True tshuva, the Gemara is telling us in Shabbos, is shuv yoimech alif neimoso. Meaning that's not just telling us on a practical level when we should. It's telling us how it should be. If I believe this is the day before I die, I'm going to do tshuva. If I know that I'm going to die tomorrow, of course I'm going to do tshuva. I'm going to make the most of that day. Shuv yom echel v'nemoso. Meaning what? The chizik is, you know, when you'll do the best tshuva, when you'll live your life to the highest of levels and highest of standards, is when you believe on some level that's the last day of your life. When you have some reason to believe that. There was a song years ago. I remember just a couple words of the chorus was, "You have to live as if you're dying. Live as if you're dying. Live as if you're dying." Because when you live as if you're dying, you get the most out of that time. Because you realize, I don't have so much more to live. I have to grab on to every moment. I have to make the most. I'm not going to waste my time with meaningless activity. I'm not going to waste my time with tafel. Everything's going to be ikker. Whatever that ikker is, obviously it's subjective to a person, but to a ben Torah, to someone sitting in this room, understands it's to be close to the Ribbono Shel and do the will of God to the best of my ability. And prepare myself for the Olam HaEmes for Olam HaBa in the best of ways that I can. If I understand it's Yemechel Lefnei Moisoi, if I understand it, today is all I got. Today is all I have. So now we understand. Now we understand how this pasuk, these pesukim by Yuchayecha, Tulim Lacha Min HaGevim Pach, Bluchat Laila B'yom, Amlo Tam B'chayecha, when you're hanging between life and death, that klola is the biggest bracha. Because when you live your life as if you're hanging between life and death, you make the most of those moments. You make the most of every second. That's when you have the potential to be living the most productive, meaningful life. You can't waste a second, and you don't have time to waste. And you have the potential to reach the highest of highs in the ultimate tshuva. The Yismach Moshe says, if you add up all the klalos and you go through his number, there are actually in Kisava 100 klalos. But two of the psukim are v'hayu chayecha tshulim l'cha minegid v'fachad tzav v'layil v'yam v'lotam v'chayecha v'boker tomer v'yitin erev v'erev tomer v'yitin boker. Those two psukim, which the Zohar is teaching us, are the biggest bracha where we find the gula, because we live our life in such a way. So they have to be taken out of the equation. There comes along the Rashi that we read, and now it all makes sense. When Rashi tells us in Parashat Nitzavim, on the Medrash that Shishama Yisrael Mea Klolos Chaser Shtayim, 100 minus 2. Why is he saying 100 minus 2 and not 98? Because really there are 100. But we're taking away 2 because those are the brachos. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Klal Yisrael. Don't be afraid of the Klolos. Because of those, go look at those 2. Go look at those 2. And live your life in such a way, it's all going to be good. If you live your life in such a way, you're going to be kaimam lefanov. And that's why the chizik is atem nitzavim hayom. The answer, how he appeases them, atem nitzavim hayom. You're standing here with that extra word that day, hayom. As if say hayom, meaning make this day that day. This is Hayom, the day lifnei moso. Shuv yomecha lifnei moso. This is that misasko, this is your day. Meaning Hayom is a reference to say, all you have is that day. All you have is today. Those of us who are holding a little bit in the Torah of Nachman should already be thinking of that. The Torah in Peace Ayin Reish Beis. Because the Gemara in Sanhedrin, tells us a whole story how Rabbi Shua ben Levi was talking to Mashiach, and he says to Mashiach, when are you going to come? And what does Rabbi Shua ben Levi, what does Mashiach tell Rabbi Shua ben Levi? I'm going to come Hayom, today. And he says, what? And the Gemara goes, oh, Hayom, but it's just not true. He didn't come that day. And how's the Gemara say? Answer, he quotes the pasuk from Dilim, Hayom im bikolo tishmu. Hayom im bekolot tishmu. I'll come today im bekolot tishmu, which means if we live the will of God. On that pasuk and alluding to that Gemara as well, Rav Nachman, I've read this before in Shir, but I have to read it again after giving over this Torah, understanding Hayom. So Rav Nachman teaches us this piece Ayin Reish Beis, which really in the order is Reish Ayin Beis, but Reish Ayin Beis is Rav, is a famine. So it's Ayin Reish Beis, which is sweet. Hayom im b'kolo tishmu. Today, if we listen to the voice of Hashem, Zeh klal gadol b'avoydes Hashem. This is of the greatest of rules in avoydes Hashem. Shelo yasum l'neged einav kim oso hayom. Not the place in front of one's eyes, but that day. Hein basic parnaso v'tzrachuso. Whether we're talking about parnasa, the physical life, gashmius, don't worry from one day to the next. Kamuva basvarim, like brought down in svarim, don't worry when it comes to gashmius. How am I going to have its savings for echvesis? You're still learning yeshiva, and I have to start thinking about my parnasa of how am I going to pay for my fifth kid wedding. Relax. Relax. V'chein ba'avodoso yisparach, but more importantly for our avodah these days and alone for right now and for all of life. when it comes to Avodas Hashem, lo yaslam neged einav kim osa yom, and not just osa yom, but osa shah. Don't worry, all that we should worry about is that day and that hour. If you want to enter into the world of Avodas Hashem, you really want to be a Ben Torah, you really want to live your life to the fullest, it's a tremendous burden. You can't carry that burden. You want to become a Ben Torah, so you walk into Beis Medrash and you turn to the wall of Svarim, and it's mamish overwhelming. To be holding Kol Shas, to be holding Kol Poiskim, to be holding, really, really holding, it's overwhelming. But when you think, no, stop, take a minute. All I have in life is today. Lo yelo Master Klal, that's not such a burden. And also, you can't push off from one day to the next. Machar Aschal, tomorrow I'll start. Machar Espol b'kavana b'koch karoi. Tomorrow I'll daven with the proper kavana, with the proper strength. Kiyot ben b'shar avodos, like we do by other all things. Because all we have in life is that day and that moment. Because tomorrow's a whole new world. I don't even know what's going to be, if it's going to be. And that's what it means. Hayom im bikolo tishmu. Mashiach will come hayom. Hayom daika. Focus on the hayom. We think im bikolo tishmu is the focus. The focus is living life hayom. Living life as if it's all about today. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Klal Yisrael. Don't worry. Atem nitzavim hayom. And those are the two klalos which are the biggest brachos. Because when we take them to heart, and we use the chizik of those klalos, we live our life in the most beautiful ways, and we don't have to worry about any of the klalos. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Klal Yisrael. And now we start to understand a little bit about Rosh Hashanah. Now we also start to understand what the Zohar tells us, that Hayom is Rosh Hashanah. You see, on Rosh Hashanah, Hayom Haras Olam. On Rosh Hashanah, man was created. But you know what else occurred on Rosh Hashanah, Chazal teach us? Man wasn't just created on Rosh Hashanah. But man also sinned for the first time on Rosh Hashanah. You know that whole episode, we all know it well, Chet Eitz Hadas. People, you know, when we learn it in nursery, in kindergarten, first grade, we're not told the exact time span. And I would venture to say, if you ask people how it all worked out, people would probably say, you know, man was created, and so probably people know Chava was created the first day also, because that's Pasha. But then, you know, they lived a couple days, and then, you know, the serpent came along a few days later, and that's not how it happened. It was within 3 hours that Adam Rishon's eating from the Eitz Hadas. Within 3 hours. That same day. Same day, Oso Hayom. But you know what else happened, Oso Hayom? There was also already a level of Mechila and Slicha. I'm not going to say complete Kapara, because we're still suffering until today. And Adam Rishon wasn't allowed back into Gan Eden yet, and we're waiting till Zman Mashiach for that. For Adam Rishon Koidim L'Chait, although we achieved it a little bit for moments at our Sinai, as the Nefesh V'Chaim explains. But there was Slicha Mechila, so there was a Chait and Slicha Mechila, and that's why it's Yom Adin! Why is Rosh Hashanah Yom Adin? You ever think about that? Yom Kippur makes sense, Yom Slicha Mechila, because that's when we got the second Luchos and we were forgiven for a Chait Egel. So Yom Kippur, I understand. But why is Rosh Hashanah? Oh, because the end of the year. End of the year, so it should be the last day of the year, not the first day of the new year. That's the day when Adam Rishon sinned and Adam Rishon was forgiven on some level. So each and every one of us, and we'll get back to that in a minute, we want to be forgiven again. And we want to live up to this day. And we want to, mamish, live the day to the fullest. We have to live our lives to the fullest and show the Ribbono Shel Olam who we want to be and who we're going to be. Live every day Hayom. All I have is Hayom. All I have is today. And if you think in your life, all I have is Hayom. You think in your life, all you have is Hayom. Mamish, you live a different life. Your priorities are in a different place. Your focus is in a different place. All that we want to do, you'll actually do. If you, mamish, wake up and you say, all I have is today, let me live today to the fullest. And you wake up and you say, all I have is today, let me live today to the fullest. You know, I had a Talmud who called me today from Eretz Yisrael. And he's having a hard time. He's Sean Alvin Eretz Yisrael, and he was having a hard time adjusting, and a hard time. He's in a yeshiva it's a tense yeshiva. A lot of guys are very serious, and he's a serious boy, but he's having a hard time with it. It's a big transition going in Mukum, where everyone's learning all day. And we spoke for a long time, and one of the chizuks I said, just Don't think about the big picture. Don't think about what I'm going to achieve by the end of the year, what I'm going to achieve by 4 months from now, how many sets I'm going to finish, and how many... Just wake up every morning and decide, I'm going to make the most of today. I'm going to learn every Seder to the fullest. I'm going to daven every tefillah with the best kavanah I can. I'm going to work on myself the best today. And then go to sleep at night. B'shalom. And then wake up the next morning and say, today, it's going to be a great day, and I'm going to live every day to the fullest. And trust me, if you're able to do that, you'll be above and beyond anyone in the entire yeshiva. Because all those days will add up to the greatest growth that a person can do. When you live every day to the fullest. And the best way is to think, in a certain sense, every day, this might be my last day. And not chas v'sholom in a depressing way. But in a way of chizik, to make the most of that day. That's what it is, yaskir lo yom ha-misa. That's what it is to yaskir lo yom ha-misa, to mention the day of death. To mention the day of death. Shum yom echel lefnei misascha. Hayoim! The fear, the awe of Rosh Hashanah is to instill miyichyem yomis hayoim. I'm going to make the most of today. You know, there's another hayom emphasized. We see it actually by the chait of Adam Rishon himself, where we say this was the source of it all. But the chait of Adam Rishon himself. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving the tzivoy, he says, "Umeit hadas toveralo solchu mimenu, ki biyom acholchu mimenu most tamus." The day that you eat from it, you'll die. Why did he just say, "Ki acholchu mimenu most tamus"? The day that you eat of it, you'll die. Just wait, if you eat of it, you'll die. The day, the source by yoyim, the ikar is the yoyim. That he's trying to give chizik on the Rishon to remember. It's all about that day. Make the most of that day. Live your life that day. That's our Rosh Hashanah. That's why Rosh Hashanah is Hayom. Because that's the way to be Mezakeh B'din. And the Rosh Hashanah brings that upon us. For Miyichya Miyamas. V'atem advekim b'Hashem elokeichem chayim kolchem Hayom. When you want true dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's chayim kolchem hayom. And that's as well what Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching us in Parshas Vayelech. We said also at the beginning of Vayelech, Moshe Rabbeinu says when he's talking about his age, Vayomar Aleim b'meya v'esrim shana anoichi hayom. I'm 120 hayom today. Moshe Rabbeinu has to tell us hayom. He's saying, you know what it means, I'm 120 hayom? I'm not 120 years old. I'm 120 of hayoms. I'm 120 years of every day was Hayom. And that's why I became Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's what he's teaching B'nai Yisrael. You want to live up to the standard of life we should live up to? It's Hayom. It's 120 years of Hayom. And maybe that's what the Rambam means also. The Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva, what does the Rambam say in Hilchos Tshuva? That each and every one of us could be like Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? You've seen it inside. What does that mean? Each of us, Moshe Rabbeinu was the Navi of all Nevu'im. He saw Kadosh Baruch Hu bas paklarim meira. He brought us the Torah, Moshe Kibal Torah Misinai. He was up in Shemayim talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu upon him upon him. He was, you're talking about a walking malach. You're not talking about a bus of a dom. You're not, I could be a Moshe Rabbeinu. I can't be a Rabbi Kiva Eger. I can't be a Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky. To be a Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rambam is telling me I could be. The Rambam is saying, just like Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshe Rabbeinu, because 120 years of Hayoyim, if I live my life every day as Hayoyim, I'm Moshe Rabbeinu. What that means in number of blot and Yerushalayim, whatever I achieve, it doesn't matter. All that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks us is to live every day as Hayoyim. That's all we can do in life. And that's how we flip all the klalos into bracha. That's what the Zohar is telling us. Those two psukim we focus on, it's all bracha. It's all, and it is all bracha. I said over the story a few weeks ago, I think Ira Mirzov told me it was from the Mittler Rebbe. How the Rebbe, when his father passed away, so it was the first year after his father passed away, and someone else was reading the Teichcha. And Mamish, he heard the Teichcha and he fainted. And they wake him up, he gets up, he says, what happened? He says, I heard the Teichcha, I couldn't handle it, I almost fainted. He says, but you never fainted before. I never heard such calls before. Every year before, my father used to read the Teichcha, they were the biggest brachas in the world. They were the biggest brachas in the world. This was the first year. They sounded like klalos. We hear here how they could be the biggest brachas. Sounds a pasuk that tells us, mamish, you have to live like you're hanging between life and death. It sounds like a klala. But if we understand the chizik of it, it's the biggest brach in the world. And we have to live that life of hayoyim and every moment of hayoyim. And live and enter into Rosh Hashanah with such a mindset to be mezakeh bedin. I want to end with a story I've told over before. I don't remember when. It could have been many years ago. I don't know. Could be, I don't know if the chaver in this room ever heard this from me. But some of you read this book. I think it was mandatory reading in our yeshiva, although that doesn't mean anyone read it. But the last lecture. Maybe you didn't read the book. You actually just saw the lecture. You could go online and watch the lecture. A professor, Randy Pausch. It's a very inspiring book. It's worth reading, Taka. It's worth reading. It's worth reading. And he was a professor in Carnegie Mellon University. And unfortunately, he was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. Basically told he had very, very few days to live his life. About a year and a half, maybe at that point, or less. I don't remember exactly. He ended up living a little bit longer. He passed away by now. This is many years ago already. But in their university, there was always one professor that was like gave a big lecture. And he was honored with it that particular year. I think it was before that he found out he was diagnosed with cancer, ended up being diagnosed with cancer, and ended up giving the lecture. And he ended up giving the lecture, and the whole lecture was a lecture of life. And what he saw as the goals and ideals of life, which was all meant as a legacy for his children. He had young children. He wouldn't live to be able to be mechanech them, and the whole lecture is basically a lesson of chinuch to them of what's important in life. And it's actually very, very beautiful and worth either. I've watched the lecture and I've read the book. I want to read you just one page over here that's unbelievably inspiring. So his wife sent him to the grocery store. So he says as follows: after I found everything on the list, I figured I'd get out of the store faster if I used a self-scan aisle. I slid my credit card into the machine, followed the direction, and scanned my groceries myself. The machine chirped, beeped, said I owed $16.55, but issued no receipt. So I swiped my credit card again and started over. Soon, two receipts popped out. The machine had charged me twice. At that point, I had a decision to make. I could have tracked down the manager who would have listened to my story, filled out some form, and taken my credit card to his register to remove one of the $16.55 charges. The whole tedious ordeal could have stretched to 10 or even 15 minutes. It would have been zero fun for me. Given my short road ahead, did I want to spend those precious minutes getting that refund? I did not. Could I afford to pay the extra $16.55? I could. So I left the store, happier to have 15 minutes than $16. Here's an individual that was forced by the Ribbono Shel Olam to live every day as Hayom, living with such a diagnosis, knowing that he had so few days left his life. And he stepped up to that. And in his world, whatever that meant, he lived every day to the fullest. And he understood that 15 minutes is worth way more than $16. And each and every one of us in this room have to ask ourselves and weigh out our actions and what we do. Are we living our life, our hayom, to the fullest? And what is our ikar and our tuffel? And is it worth what we're spending our time doing in this world if today was hayom? If today was that last day? How am I serving the Ribbono Shel Olam? What are my tefillos like? You know the way we daven on Rosh Hashanah? You know the way we daven on Yom Kippur? You know the way we daven when there are important things to daven for? Am I davening constantly as if hayom? The way we learn when we have the schus to be inspired and really want to be learning with Asmada and have the time for it. Am I learning every day like that? Because it could be hayom. The way we treat each other when we know that I might not see a person for a while, or we know that there's an important reason to treat them in a special way. Hayom, to treat them in that way, constantly. To live every day, hayom. And I believe that's why Rosh Hashanah is called Hayom. Hayom zu Rosh Hashanah, because Hayom is miyichem, miyamas, reminds us that we're hanging. And we have to live every day as Hayom. And if we're zoicha to live every day as Hayom, there's no doubt we'll be zoicha to a din of bracha, a din of simcha, a din for those who need yeshuos and refuos. And if we live every day as Hayom, we'll be zoicha to Hayom in b'kolo tishmu, to the coming of Mashiach Zidkenu b'mehera b'yamein. Shabbos Kodesh.